بالله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نبئ عبادي أني أنا الغفور الرحيم وقال تبارك وتعالى إن الله بالناس لرؤوف رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders and brothers, I have quoted two ayats from the Quran Kareem. And one hadith of Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, He start His Quran with His three name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One is called Allah, name of Allah, and second name is called Rahman, third name is Rahim. But the question arises here, one name was sufficient, that's called Rahman. Why Allah brought another name, Rahim? Rahman, Rahim, the most merciful. The answer is given by scholars. He says, if you understand an example, so you will understand why Allah brought two names together and both meaning are mercy. There are so many names of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Remember, so many names. Some scholar says 1,000 in the whole Quran. Some says more than thousands, 3,000s. But the most authentic hadith mentioned, Inna lillahi ta'ala tis'atun wa tis'eena isma man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah. There is 99 names of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Whoever learn and memorize those names. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ Another narrator said, enter in Jannah. Hadith is quoted by Ibn Mundhir rahimahumullah in his kitab At-Targhib wa At-Tarhib. Once a Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ya Aisha, I know that certain names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, through those names I asked Allah whenever Allah accept my duas. Whenever I ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, through the names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah accept my duas. Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha Ummul Mu'mineen, she replied, she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you tell me those names? I also say in my dua and Allah accept my duas too. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Aisha, no, I'm not going to tell you. Then she asked the second time. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam denied, no. May you can ask some dunya with these names of Allah. And I don't want to tell you that. Because if you mention those names, Allah accept your du'as. She asked third time. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say it. He didn't say nothing. No, I'm not going to tell you. And you know that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was a beloved wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She got up. She went and made wuzu. She came down. She got musalla, sat down. She read two rakat namaz. And she said after the namaz, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi'ismika Allah wa bi'ismika Rahman. وَبِإِسْمِكَ الرَّحِيمِ She mentioned three names of Allah. Oh Allah, I ask you, through your name of Allah, Rahman and Rahim, وَبِأَسْمَائِكَ الْحُسْنَى كُلِّهَا She did not mention all the names. She said, with all names, I know that smiling at her. Aisha, these are the names. Always I ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and I make dua, Allah accept my duas. But Allah put in your mind, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi ismika Allah wa bi ismika Rahman wa bi ismika Rahim wa bi asma'ika al-husna. Through the name of Allah, through the name of Rahman and Rahim, with all the names, what I know, what I don't know. Allah, I'm asking you, Allah, forgive me. وَتَرْحَمْنِي Have mercy on me. So it's confirmed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these are names that you ask Allah ta'ala, Allah accept your du'as. But the question arises here, the one name of Rahman was sufficient, why mention again Rahim? Oh, the Rahim was sufficient, why Allah brought the name of Rahman? You don't understand my question. Why? If you understand the example which is given by scholars, subhanallah, he says, in this dunya you can find a person have wealth, properties, he's very rich, he got everything. is wealthy. And plus Allah has given him the beautiful heart, he is very generous also. Both together. Kehte hain bhai dua karo Allah khoob chhappar phaar ke mujhe de de. Lekin kabhi dua nahi ki Allah Usman Ghani ka khazana Allah mujhe de de. You are given to Hazrat Usman radhiyallahu anhu, give to me also. But don't say Allah jaisa dil unko diya tha waisa dil bhi mujhe de de. Kabhi nahi kehta ye. Khazana to mangta hai. He's asking treasure like Hazrat Usman radhiyallahu anhu was given to him. Allah given to him. We don't say Allah, give me the same type of heart also that I give in the path of Allah. But Hazrat Usman used to give in the path of Allah. 100 camels, then 100 camels, then 100 camels. So Rahman and Rahim, it's same thing. A person is very wealthy, rich person. But sometimes he don't have heart. He's not generous. Sometimes person is generous, but he don't have nothing to spend in the path of Allah. So Allah says, sometime is an insan, he can think. But other side, Allah says, I am not only, my treasure is full of everything, whatever you want in this dunya and in Jannat. But listen, further, I am generous also. Rahman and Rahim. Sometime you got wealth, you have no heart. Sometime you got heart, you have no wealth. Allah says, I am the Rahman. I got everything, Rahim, and I'm very generous that I showered my bounties upon you every times, from everywhere. That's what Allah said. Oh my Prophet, you tell your Ummah, Nabi, Ibadi, inform my Ummah about me, Anni, Anal Ghafoorur Rahim. Ghafoorur Rahim. I am oft forgiving and most merciful. Inna Allah, verily Allah, bin Nasi, Lara'ufur Rahim. Full of mercy with entire human. Subhanallah. You know, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he just made a mistake, not sin, like us. He just made a mistake. What Allah did to him, do you know that? Allah says in the Quran Kareem, all these three things. Allah removed the clothes of Jannat, what he was wearing in Jannat. يَقْسِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَكِ الْجَنَّةِ. Now he was hiding. He was covering his body with the leaf of the trees of Jannat now. Because Allah taken the clothes of Jannat, taken away from him. Number one, Allah said. In the eighth part, Allah mentioned. And second thing Allah says, O Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, you leave this Jannat and go to dunya. Leave this place. You made a mistake. The third thing, Allahu Akbar. Allah mentioned in Torah, in Bible, in Zabur, in Quran about the mistake of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the people away of this. Allah would mean to send me in this dunya. If Adam alayhi salam could not come in this dunya, then we could not be present today in this dunya. That was a means Allah Ta'ala made it in such a way. But Allah said in the Quran Kareem, first things, Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannata fakula minha min haythu shi'tuma. You and your wife stay in Jannat. Eat whatever you like, but do not go by this place. Do not eat this. And mistaken he eaten that. fruit or whatever mentioned. So Allah says, okay, you made a mistake. I'm taking away three things. Number one, I will remove your jannati clothes, what you was wearing in Jannah. Number two, Allahu Akbar, you have to leave this Jannah, go to dunya. Number three, that I'm going to mention in the Quran and everywhere. That's Adam alayhi salam, he was a prophet of Allah. We are not making mistake today. We disobeying Allah purposely. We are committing sins every day many times. Guna means to disobey Allah purposely. The sin means to disobey Allah purposely. Mistake is different. We know that this is the sin, still we do that. Look at the so many people. They open their clothes and they commit sin, adultery. But Allah did not say that you're not going to wear clothes now. So Allah had the power of everything. He can do whatever he like. But look at him. Quietly he committed sin. Still he is wearing his clothes. And not that much Allah tabarak wa ta'ala covering him. He is not exposing that person in front of anybody. Not disgracing that person in front of anyone. And the second thing. Look at here. He just made a mistake. The clothes are out. And he was covering his body with the leaves. Here we weigh. Even we commit so many sins. We are wearing different kind of shoes. Different kind of clothes. Subhanallah. And Allah Ta'ala hiding our sins. That is a barakah of the blessing of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have been created in the Prophet by the angel. What you did. But Allah not disgracing us. Second thing. We go out sometime out from our house and we commit sin. We disobey Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Still Allah returned back to our house. He gave a shelter, clothes, house, car, everything. Allah could do anything on that place where the person disobeyed Allah. But Allah said to Adam alayhi salam, leave Jannah, go to dunya. And the third things Allah mentioned his story in the Quran, in the past books, past divine books. But for us, we commit and purposely, we disobey Allah purposely. Still Allah hiding. He's so Sattar and Ghaffar. He's hiding our sins. He's not telling our mother, father, friends, family, students, sheikh, murid, friends. He's not telling nobody. He do not disgrace us, subhanallah. Allah is so merciful. He's waiting for us to come towards me. Read two rakat namaz of Tawbah and say, Allah, forgive me. I committed sins. I made a mistake. Allah, forgive me. Allah says, if you commit sin, the hadith quoted in the Kitab of Kanzul Ummal, whenever a person commits sin and then he regret. And he come towards Allah. So Allah see his heart that he is regretting. Before he make istighfar, Allah forgive him. Before he make istighfar, Allah forgive him. As you're going to listen the hadith in the khutbah, inshallah. Allah is so merciful. He is not like our parents. If a son disobey his parents, father, the father gets angry while the parents are so merciful. They're so kind for the children. But whenever the son disobey or daughter disobey father, what happened? The father gets so angry and he says, don't come in front of me. Get out from me here. But Allah don't say that. That shaitan also knew that. Shaitan also know that. That when even Allah gets angry, still He accepts the du'as. Still he is merciful. Still he listens to everyone. He's not faced what he said. When Allah said to Shaitan, Fakhruj, get out from here. Innaka rajim. So he saw that Allah is so angry now. He's chasing me out from Jannah, from the heavens. So immediately he asked Allah, Fanzirni ila yawmi yub'asoon. O Allah, give me time till the day of Qiyamah. Give me a life till the day of Qiyamah. He's been created before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He is alive. He is going to remain till the day of Qiyamah. Allah says same time, Innaka minal munzirin. You have given the time. You can stay. Allah accepted his dua. He know that even though Allah angry, he listen to me. He's going to listen to me. Subhanallah. We are not like a shaitan. We are Muslim. Humans make mistake, but we got a iman in our heart. Kalma la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah loves us. Allah have so much muhabbat with believers. He is waiting for us. Even though we commit sin, Allah gets angry. But still you come towards Allah. You read 2 rakat namaz and you ask Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will forgive us. But Allah says, Nabi, ibadi, oh my beloved Nabi, inform your ummah of my servant, inform them, anni anal ghafurur rahim. Come towards me, I am oft forgiving, most merciful. But Allah says in the Quran Kareem, a great scholar, his name was Abdullah. He mentioned himself, one day I saw a shaitan. And shaitan told me, Abdullah, listen, I hope Allah will have mercy on me too. The Sheikh Abdullah said, how can Allah have mercy on you? You the rejected one. You chosen out from the mercy of Allah. He said, no, Allah said in the Quran, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَرَحْمَتِي. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, my mercy spaces for each and everything. كُلَّ everything. So I am also amongst the kulla. I also can include in the word of kulla. Allah will have mercy on me too. He says, no, impossible. He says, you can deny it. But in the, when the story Hazrat Maulana Anwar Shah Kashmiri Rahmatullahi was telling his student, then he says, if I could present in the time of Abdullah, if I could see the shaitan and shaitan tell me the same thing, I will reply him, Allah ki rahmat to sab ke liye hai, but kabhi tumne rahmat mein aane ka irada bhi kiya? Allah's rahmah for everyone, but you made intention to come in the rahmat of Allah. You rejected the commands of Allah. You denied the commands of Allah. You don't want to come under the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How can you going to include and enter in the rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Otherwise, Allah's mercy, subhanallah, the hadith is quoted by in the kitab Imam Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi, Allah Bayhaqi rahmatullah alayhi, and also in Kanzul Ummal, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allahu Akbar, Allah will tell the two person, go to Jahannam. Go to Jahannam. The one is going to run towards the Jahannam and other one will walk slowly, slowly while looking at the back towards Allah by the place of reckoning. Slowly, slowly. Every few steps is going to look at the back. Then Allah will tell the angel, okay, bring both of them here. And Allah will ask them, the person who was running towards the Jahannam will ask him, what happened? You have no fear of Jahannam punishment of Allah? He says, yes, I got fear and I'm frightened, I'm afraid of the fire of Jahannam, but the whole life in that dunya I never listened to you. Ya Allah, today you command me to jump in the hell, in the fire, so I'm listening to you. That's why I was running to go in the Jahannam. So okay, you listen to me today, go in Jannah. go in Jannat. And the second person who was walking slowly, slowly, and was looking at the back, might Allah have mercy on me, He will call me back. Allah will call him. Why didn't you listen to me? I told you go straight. And you was every few steps, he was looking at me here. He was looking at the back. What happened? He says, Ya Allah, I know. I learned in that dunya that Allah is so merciful. Allah is so merciful to His mercy, not only in the dunya, today also. So I was waiting for your mercy. Perhaps, or may Allah today tell me, okay, I'm putting showering my mercy on you, go to Jannat. That's why I was looking at you. Okay, you have so much hopes of my mercy, go in Jannat. So mercy. Allahu Akbar, Allah is so great. He's waiting for us. At least a person can say on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, I made Tawbah. Ya Allah, I asked you. I said, Allah, change my heart. I said, Allah, show me straight path. At least we have that excuse we can say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But the person do not turn at all towards Allah. He have no excuse at all. Allah is there to forgive everyone's. But we have to turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayh, look at him. Always, every day, day and night, he used to stay in his house as a drunkard. He liked to drink wine every day and night. And he had a slave woman. He was married. And he had a small baby girl, was 2 years old. And he had so much love for that girl, for his daughter. Whenever he used to drink wine in a glass, the daughter was snatching from his hand and was throwing on his clothes. But he was laughing because he had so much love for the daughter. When she became 2.5 years old, what happened? She died. Her death was making him so sad and sorrow that he used to cry. He left everything. He used to cry out of the love of the daughter who died. One day he was sleeping. He's dreaming. Subhanallah, that dream changed his life. Allahu Akbar. He was dreaming that the snake, the huge snake, is chasing him, is running behind him. And he is running. There is no help on the right side, left side, further, at the back, no one. He sees only the huge and very big snake running behind him. It's sweating, crying, and he's seeking help. No one is there to help him. Allahu Akbar. Then further he's running, he saw one old man standing there, wearing the white clothes. Old man wearing white clothes. And he's asking him, please, could you help me? He says, I'm so old, I can't help you. I have no strength to help you. I have no strength to help you. Go further, there is mountain. You climb on the mountain, might you can protect yourself, might you can save yourself. What happened? He's running. He climbed on the mountain. He saw at the mount, behind the mountain, was a huge fire. He cannot run behind the mountain. He had to come back. While he's on his running, again he asked that old man, please could you help me that I can save myself. He says, I can't help you, but go further. There is a small house. Inside there are so many souls. You go, might your soul, something is there, could help you, someone. So he went there by the door. The angel are shouting and telling him that look at the person standing. He's seeing all this in his dream. Someone standing by the door of that house, might his daughter or his son, somebody passed away in a small age, could help him. Suddenly he opened the door, saw his daughter and grabbing her father. Oh Allah, my father. And he's shivering, sweating, and he's telling, please can you help me, protect me from the snake. The daughter did like this to snake, went away. And sitting there, that time daughter says, Abba, my father, alam ya'ni lil ladhina amanu an takshaa qulubuhum li dhikrillah. When the time will come to change your life, the whole life you're drinking,
drinking, disobeying Allah. When the time will come that you turn towards Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, when the time will come, Allahu Akbar. What happened after that? That he asked the daughter, what is that snake? What is that old man? The snake is your evil deeds, your guna, your sins, whatever you committed in this dunya. And the old man, your little but neki and righteous deed and good deeds cannot look after you, cannot help you. So that's why your guna is more stronger than your neki. But from today, you must change your life. He opened his eyes the day, the moment he changed his life. After that, so many stories about him. He became the wali of Allah, that he used to say, someone, Allah, this person, he is giving 100,000 dirham in the path of Allah for the poor people. Ya Allah, I'm writing a letter for him. Give him a house in Jannah. And happened the person gave it 100,000 dirham in the path of Allah. And then he wrote the letter. Okay, guaranteed Allah will give you. He gave him the letter. What happened? When the young died, and he bequest before his death, this letter you're going to put in my coffin. What happened? After that, Malik bin Dinar went in a masjid to read namaz. He found the same letter. He read that was written behind without ink. That, oh Malik bin Dinar, you promised something. Allah fulfill your promise. Allah gave him the house in Jannah and 70 times multiplied. I became so great wali of Allah. One day he was drunk. Today he's a wali of Allah. We can do same thing. Today Allah is waiting for us. Never mind, you committed so many sins in your life, but Allah says, come towards me, I will forgive you. Change your life before you come to me. May Allah Ta'ala give you.